Remember those days?
And let's see, where else did I work here? 98 a little bit Rock. And 96 Keeks.
96 KX, yeah. Spent time there, too.
I even spent time when it was WOKF, Disco 96.
Oh!
I worked there with Roger. Well, Roger was one of the AM guys. He was on Sunshine 1340.
Oh, my God. There is another Sunshine around here somewhere, I've heard about. They're playing beautiful music. Yeah.
Well, it's not the Dove, because no. They play the Police.
Yeah, oh, God.
And Steely Dan.
Oh, no. So the Dove's days are over is beautiful music, I guess.
Yeah, they're no longer the Bay.
Oh, yeah, I remember those exactly.
So and where's this transmitting to?
Hello, all over the world.
Are we on the Internet?
Yeah, we're on the Internet live. I have a beautiful... there's a gentleman sitting back there in the corner. He can put his hand up. You can see exactly where our engineer is. There he is. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, okay. All right.
He can hear us. He can hear us real well, and we're doing real good. He does a great job with this, by the way.
Oh, good.
And if you're listening, we are on RadioSaintPete.com.
I love it.
And it's the future of radio. And if you want to talk more about it, go to RadioSaintPete.com, and you can actually find out how you could get involved in that. All right, I'm going to mingle around here and see who else I got to this. Good to see you again. Don't Padula it. All right. Boy, we are everywhere in here. This place is packed. You're listening to us on RadioSaintPete.com. Really glad that you're here with us tonight. And let me tell you, there is going to be so many people coming in here from the radio industry. But right now, I'm going to take you back to John Sipos. He's going to take the mic for a while, and then I'll be back in a little bit. And he's going to be interviewing a bunch of people, including some from WHNZ. There you go.
Hey, I was looking forward to your talking for at least a zillion 463 trillion years, just so I can sip on my iced tea.
I'm still waiting for my iced tea.
Are you really? Dr. Chuck Stevens, there he goes. And as he said, my name is Sipos. Come and John. And this is RadioSaintPete.com here on Tampa Bay. And broadcast all over the planet Earth. And it's good to have you there, wherever you are. I'm trying to get this name tag peeled apart so I can put it on me. It's not cooperating, so I'm not going to worry about it. Heck with it. I am going to go over here, however, and get another sip of my iced tea before wandering around and seeing who I want to talk to. Next. Huh? Do this again?
Greg Khalil is here.
We say.
He is the announcer, on-field announcer for the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, really?
And a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, really?
You talked to him last year. Mm. Would you like to talk to him again?
Yeah, sure.
Right there, the glasses.
Where is he? The glasses right there?
Here.
Good. Here, take this newspaper. Don't let them take my iced tea away this time. Okay. Him?
Him.
Him. I am walking up to a... Hey, I recognize that logo on your chest. Can I show that logo on your chest on the radio?
Yes, you may.
Oh, good. But I'm sorry. She's a heck of a lot better looking than you are. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Your name is?
It's Ann Kelly. A lot of people probably knew me as Ann Shepherd way back when. Yes. When it was Shepherd and Shepherd. Now I'm flying solo on the Dove.
Oh, good. I've gotten the most important part of this out of the way just for a second. I'll come back in just a moment. Introduce yourself.
Pardon me?
Introduce yourself.
Which name would you like first?
Well, the name that you are known by on the radio and on television, perhaps, because of the Rays.
Okay. The old radio name would have been Greg Evans, which I used for a number of years. Actual name is Greg Khalil or Khalil. Or if you want to go to the traditional, it would be Khalil. But we dropped the H a couple of generations ago because we get tired of spitting on people.
We're already tired of it listening to the story.
There you go. See, that's it. I've been out of radio.
That's why you got rid of the H.
I've been out of radio so long I've forgotten how to talk in 12-second segments.
Well, this is long form for a change of about 3 hours.
Yes.
And so if
I can't talk that long.
Oh, yes,
if
you know,
no, without a paycheck, I can't.
Oh, no. What I can do is I can hand the microphone to you. You can. As a matter of fact, one time I had an opportunity to interview Casey Stengel.
Yes.
Even before you got to finish the question, once he comprehended what the question was, he was off and running. You could have come back an hour later and you'd have been still talking.
Absolutely. I've heard those stories. Now, whether his answer would have made any sense or not, we're not sure.
Even though I myself don't look a day over 19 still, even though that was a long time
ago. At least not on the radio.
That's true. So anyway, how did you end up doing sports for the Rays?
Dumb luck.
Which is luck and which is dumb?
A combination of both. I could give you the real long story about how years ago I actually moved here because of that big building off the interstate in St. Pete in hopes that someday I might. But through a lot of dumb luck, I ended up meeting somebody who worked on the tech crew at the Trop way back in the 90s. Through him, I got a job part-time down at Al Lang Stadium working for the St. Pete Cardinals. Ended up doing some PA announcing there. And then years and years later, when the job became open with the Rays, I auditioned for it and was lucky enough to apparently beat out about 300 applicants.
Wow. How many others? Well, you just said 300, but
Which is nothing compared to other places. I understand that when the Cubs had the same opening a couple of years ago, they had nearly 3,000 applicants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So what was it about you that distinguished you from those other 300?
Larger bribe.
So in other words, 87% of your paycheck goes to who?
It goes right back to the people that hired me. It's like, thank you for I actually auditioned for the job in 2007 when they had an opening. Back then the team was El Stinko, and they described what they were looking for at the time as a cross between an NBA announcer and perhaps pro wrestling. They were really looking for somebody who could really whip the crowd into a frenzy, which I thought, well, that's probably not me, but I'll go in and audition and go as high energy as I'm comfortable with, and if it takes more than that, I wouldn't want the job anyway. And I finished fourth then, and 3 years later, for whatever reason, they wanted to make another change. By then, the team had established a winning record. They were looking for somebody that could add some energy, but could present more of the traditional style that you would have gotten, you know, in some of your more heritage parks, if you would. And that's what fell into my favor, because I'm very old school. I grew up in New England listening to Bob Shepard on the Yankee telecast and radio, and Sherm Feller at Fenway Park. And now when I'm doing the visiting teams, that's the sort of energy I'm trying to emulate. And when it's the Rays, we try to take it up a notch or two or seven.
Well, I want to know that for 23 years, I did walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. Radio for CBS, freelance here in Tampa Bay, and I have a really brilliant, lousy idea, if you're ready for it.
Okay.
I would like to go down into the stands, and you cut to me talking to kids and other people, the fans in the stadium, for a little 30-second blurbs.
A blurb that would go over the system at the stadium, you mean?
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's all I do is all in-house. I'm not radio or TV. It's just
That's great. We can do in-house, and you need somebody physically down in the stadium, and I'm your guy, even though she's a heck of a lot better looking than I am.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd hire her 10 times before you.
And I'm sure she's a lot smarter, a lot more talented.
If you're waiting for me to argue with any of this, you'll be waiting a long time.
No. Anyway, I had to exercise my stupid idea on you and see where it doesn't go. So, you're hanging out with this man. How come?
We used to work together. Well, it was Cox Radio then. Now it's Cox Media Group. So we go back a few years. He knows me from Shepherd and Shepherd days when I started, when they bought the cluster way back when, over 26 years ago. I was a very small child then. I was a radio product.
3 years old.
Yeah.
I just said three.
Do you realize I could have given birth to half the staff there now?
There are so many punchlines for that could get me thrown off of this broadcast and out of this establishment.
And the punchline would have been a fist in your nose.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, we were back there. It was warm 107.3 then, and it was Shepherd and Shepherd. Worked with Reed for, I think it was 12 and a half years. He's up in Albany now. But I was doing Magic and Dove for quite a long time, but as of about a month ago, I'm strictly Dove. So mornings on the Dove. So it's Ann Kelly, and I just marked 26 years with him.
That's
a career.
It's wonderful. What are you doing now?
Doing the mornings on the Dove, and anything else I feel like.
Are you making a lot of money?
Oh, you bet. It's great.
She just does it now for the love of it. She's got so much stashed away, she could have retired 10 years ago.
That's
my 401k.
That is funny. Any anecdotal moments that you could share about this guy that he wouldn't want to have known publicly?
Not that you'd probably want to hear. No.
Probably not.
I always get that sinister laugh whenever I ask that stupid question. So, but in all seriousness, though, any particular anecdotal moments in your life that you'd like to share that I would not know unless you just volunteered it?
You know, it's funny. The one event that will always stand out in my mind is when Shepherd and Shepherd had to leave the station and saying goodbye in the air. And I, honest to God, I have a cassette tape of that and me falling apart on the air.
Wow.
It always stands out in my mind, but I'm so blessed to still be there after 26 years.
So you were actually aware of what your last program would be as Shepherd and Shepherd?
Way back then, they would actually tell you. They'd let you say goodbye. Yeah.
Are we talking about here around 2000?
Yeah, because we did 12 and a half years there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, they let us say goodbye. Now we do it on Facebook.
And it's highly unusual because most usually on a Friday afternoon you just flat out disappear.
Well, that's what I kind of did on Magic. No, but, I mean, that was always planned from the beginning. It's a lot of work to do two stations. But the Dub is doing fantastic. We're the number one rated soft AC in the nation now.
Incredible.
Well, we're doing very well. Good leadership, good people to work with. Can't complain.
Before you leave, you need to rub her shoulders so that you can say you rub shoulders with.
Any other body part I can get
my hands on. No. That's why I stopped at the shoulder.
Right.
You can say you rubbed your shoulders with.
If you'd like to weave one more layer into this story, when Shepherd and Shepherd no longer were doing mornings there, I had been doing afternoons. And after that entire shakeup was done, she ended up taking my job.
Wow.
We're still friends.
He's having T-shirts made up with "She took my job."
That is funny. Hey, it was fun talking to you. Anything else I need to bring out before I walk away and harass someone else?
Well, this is my first radio reunion, so it's kind of fun.
Oh, it is fun. We've been doing it for 9 years, and each year everybody hangs out for a couple of hours' time. We tell, you know, fun things, sad things. Few lies, and then we go home.
Mostly lies.
Exactly.
Mostly lies.
The lies are what we come for. Yes.
You are again?
Ann Kelly, otherwise known as Ann Shepherd way back when.
With the Dove?
With the Dove.
Best in America.
Say again?
Best in America.
Well, yeah.
Ann?
And I wouldn't argue with any of that.
And you are?
I am Greg Khalil / Evans, current PA announcer for the soon-to-be once again American League East champion, Tampa Bay.
I have messed up big time. I absolutely love Joe Maddon. It's unconscionable that he would leave us like he did.
No, I don't think so at all. I think we had a great run with him here, and while I am disappointed that he's gone, I look forward to what's coming up next. And between you, me, and the lamppost, considering the offer that he had, I probably would have taken it too.
I understand all of that, but still, nonetheless, we can be selfish and insist that we would have preferred that he stayed here. When he came to town, his very first day in town, what was it, 8, 9 years ago?
I believe he was here for 9 seasons.
9, yes.
6 was his first.
And 9 years ago, his very first day in town, we were coming into the Thanksgiving season and Thanksgiving Christmas season. One of his very first stops, if not the first stop, was at St. Vincent de Paul in St. Petersburg. And I had an opportunity to meet him, interview him. His very first hour is here, and introduced him to some of the people who would be very important to him with all the stuff he did with Thanksmas over the next few years.
Yes.
And that's my special memory of knowing Joe all those years.
And that whole Thanksmas thing is just indicative of what a class individual he was and is.
Yes. Do you have any idea what his future plans are for at least finding someone to carry on that idea here?
I have not been made privy to any of those plans.
Well, if you ever find out, do let me know.
Will do.
Because
I
adore the guy. Thank you one more time.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
John Sipes is my name, and this is the 9th annual St. Petersburg Radio, I'm sorry, Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. And a whole bunch of people hanging around. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I haven't seen you since the last time.
Yeah, it's like 6 radio stations ago, I think, was the last time.
Something like that. What are you doing now?
I work for WUSF. Public radio station in Tampa?
Yeah. Well, I want you to know I did a series of television shows on the economy on WUSF-TV back in the late 70s or around 1980, somewhere around there.
Did they have color back then?
They did, yes. And after I'd done a 13-week series on the economy, interviewing all of the great experts of the day on what was going on with the economy, after it was all over with, I asked the producer of the program, I'm surprised you didn't get someone to do this show who has a degree. He looked at me and with that blank stare, and he said, you don't have a degree?
Yeah, luckily you don't need a degree to work for one of these institutions of higher learning. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be there. But
I have my joke lines about universities of lower ignorance. No, I didn't say that. I'm going to leave it alone. Introduce yourself.
Thank you. John, it's great to see you.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Mark Hayes, also known as Mark Miller.
Good. That's your name on the air?
I'm Mark Hayes on the air. I was Mark Miller in the 1980s at WQYK, then Mix 96, Q105, little Kiss FM in there, WFLA, and now I'm thrilled to be out of commercial FM radio and into public radio.
Does the sheriff know you by any other name?
I don't think so. I think that's my only aliases right now.
That's good. Good to visit with you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Yep. All right. One more voice down. A bunch more to go. Hi, Daisy.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. You're standing next to the dean. The dean of Radio News on Tampa Bay.
We worked side by side for how many years?
250 years, it felt like.
And he's only 273 years old.
Right. So I'm so glad to see Roger, because I wait every year anxiously for the radio reunion just so I can see Roger Shulman.
You can always give me a call, get a note from your husband, and I'll let you see me outside of here.
The voice of Roger P. Shulman now with 860 WGUL. I listen to you doing the traffic all the time.
That's right. I do traffic on 970 every weekday morning, pretty much.
I'm there and I'm listening.
Yeah, until about noon, and then I get to go home for the day. I worked a split shift for a gazillion years, and then they put me on mornings, and I realized I like it even better.
And after you did those split shifts for such a long time, one day you woke up and you had a split personality.
Yes, I've never recovered.
That's right.
One day she woke up and she was 84 years old.
That's right.
How did you get in the business?
I was working in... Well, I actually answered an ad to do telemarketing on a radio station in suburban New York. And from there...
Where?
WFAS in White Plains.
Yeah.
And...
WLNA. I did news for them a long time ago.
Yeah. So they trained me, actually, I learned how to board up. And then when Metro Traffic came to town and they were looking for reporters, I got a job with them. Worked with Metro in New York for a while and then moved to Florida and worked for Metro and then started working for what was then Clear Channel.
When they were over at the airport?
I worked at the airport for just a little while. I was usually on site at the radio station. And so finally... They became Clear Channel. I started working for Clear Channel, and Clear Channel is now iHeartRadio.
iHeartMedia.
Yeah, iHeartMedia.
Yes.
And I actually work for a subdivision called Total Traffic and Weather Networks. Although we don't do the weather, we pretty much do the traffic.
You enjoy the work as much today as you did when you were a kid?
Do I have to answer that honestly?
No, you can lie. Say yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's good. Anyway, hey, Roger P. Shulman, don't walk away, Roger.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'm an old man.
Roger P. Shulman is going to the bathroom first, and we'll get you up to him a little bit later.
I'll hold it in. What's going on?
Okay, nothing at all. I just have hours and hours and hours here to fill. And sooner or later, I'm going to victimize just about anybody and everyone
right.
in the room.
A room full of radio people, you could probably fill a blimp with gas. So you got plenty of material, all right.
Roger P. Shulman is a newsman here in Tampa Bay as he walks away to, as he said, being a little old man headed to the lavatory to do whatever you do in the bathroom. I know who I need to talk to. Oh, isn't that beautiful? I'm going to show this on the radio. Look at this on the radio. Okay, here we go. Look at the camera. Oh, you were taking a picture. He has to look at the camera. Okay, we just had another picture taken. Sandy Hall. Usually I get to you just about at the very beginning, and here we are over an hour into our visit this weekend. And Sandy Hall, how are you?
I am doing wonderfully. It's a great turnout, wonderful people, a lot of history. I mean, you know, we're looking at the pioneers of the industry.
I saw that covered wagon outside, and I said I knew I had arrived.
Absolutely, and, you know, we're doing smoke signals in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know.
Anyway, Sandy Hall is the unofficial official, or officially unofficial, hostess for this event. And how she got the job, I'll tell the story so you don't have to do it again.
Thank you.
Yes. Was it the first year or second year?
Second
year, she went to the bathroom, and when she came back out, they waved at her, and then she found out that they had elected you to be the hostess of the event.
Yeah, I happened to wave back. They took it that I agreed, and I had no idea. So.
And for those who have tuned in since the last time we talked to you a little bit earlier, you were the very first female disc jockey on 970 WFLA Radio here on Tampa Bay. And we can't say what year it was because that would give your age away.
You got it, and I'm in denial.
You were 3 years old when you started.
I wasn't even that old.
So how have you been?
Been real good. You know, just kind of clipping along like everybody else and watching the industry flourish. And it's so wonderful seeing young
people. She just told a fib, folks.
Well, okay, I did.
It's an interesting industry. It's struggling right now.
Nobody will be as good as the pioneers, I'm sorry, because it was all talent, pure, not gimmicks, not engineering, not any of that. It was talent.
And going, I had a really, oh, I know what you're doing right now, is you've been for many, many years, you've been involved with the Dolly Museum with all of the docents, the volunteers down there.
Right. Yeah, I've been a docent now 29 years, but I started as a child. And we have an absolutely incredible Picasso exhibit that started today. And I'd really encourage everyone to go, art lovers. And even if you're not an art lover, it's very historic and magical.
And it's Salvador Dali. That collection is what, the number two collection in the world?
Well, it's the largest comprehensive collection of Salvador Dali in the world outside of Spain.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinary we have in our own backyard.
So, assuming that we have a zillion 463 trillion people listening right now, you would suggest that they buy their airline tickets, get down here to Tampa Bay, and go visit the Dali.
Oh, absolutely. Or go online, because there's time tickets on the weekend. Because, you know, it's going to be difficult to get in, but face it, mainly because of fire code, you know. So I'd encourage anyone who can to experience this.
Now, you've been sitting here next to Kathy Tanner, yes. And we talked a little bit earlier. Does she know anything about you that you would not want to have broadcast on the...
I came up through the news side. I've never tried my hand at the disc jockey side.
I know everything, but my lips are sealed. We know nothing.
Then it's funny. Hey.
Into it.
Anything else we should talk about before I move on?
Oh, no. There are just so many wonderful people here who've come. Well, Ron Parker came in from New York. I think he's with, WCBS. Who else is?
Who is with WCBS?
Ron Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ron Parker. I had an email exchange with him a long, long time ago.
Right. You need to see him. He's just, you know, one of our real success stories. I worked with him when he was a kid. One of his first jobs at WLCY.
Is he still with WCBS?
I believe so.
Which one is he? I want to show his face on the internet.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think you can wander that way, and I'm sure you will find him.
I will go find him. Good to see you, Sandy.
Photo, 5 minutes.
Oh, photo in 5 minutes. Sandy Hall, formerly with 970 WFLA, and she does all kinds of other public relations kinds of things and volunteer work around the community because she is almost independently wealthy. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? It's
Brandy Winans, B-R-A-N-D-I Winans. And each and every year, you grow more and more beautiful.
Oh, my God, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank
really,
you.
Seriously. And those words, I love you, I love you, I love you, I'm going to can them and take them home and just play them through big speakers all over my bedroom tonight.
Oh, you're so sweet, John. Thank you.
Who are you with? WPLP.
That, WTBN, and W...
It says TBN. Doesn't show anything else on it.
No, I didn't have enough room. LCY, PLP, and TBN.
Okay. And I first met you when you were at PLP
right.
a very long time ago, even though it's not a day over whatever. We won't go there. No. You're the unofficial photographer.
Yes. And I've got help this year, which is Joy and Lee, which is wonderful.
And so we'll have a really wonderful collection that 100 years from now, they'll be able to look at those pictures on the Internet, assuming the world's still around in 100 years.
Yes, absolutely. So it's been a little crazy since I saw you last, and I'm actually over at the NFLPA Regional Conference. It's our very first one over here in a very long time. And wonderful workshops. The NFLPA is doing a lot of really good, positive things. For the players and families, and I'm now the spokesperson for the National Football Players Women's Association.
We need to back up and tell us how that all came to be.
I was married to a former NFL player, Jeff Winans, who has since passed away in December 2012. And I have been on a crusade to inspire and empower women that support football players, as well as educating families and football players about the concussion crisis.
And you had really, 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 really wonderful news this last 12 months. Or is it not so wonderful news? You want to go there?
I'm not sure.
I'm talking about the suit, the settlement.
Oh, well, there is no real settlement yet.
Oh.
And I think that's a very big misconception of everybody because...
Well, I know misconception. She's a really lovely lady,
yes.
But...
She is. No, the NFL, they changed the settlement agreement and uncapped it. However, what's happening right now is you had an option to opt out, stay in, or put your written objections in by October 14th. And right now, currently, Judge Brody and her master specialist are looking over to see if they want to concur with these new changes or to revise again. So nothing has actually been formally settled yet. That will happen on November 19th for her to make a final decision, or she may come back and want a few things tweaked.
And obviously you can't make any substantive comments about what might or might not happen on the 19th at this particular point. Are you optimistic, however?
I'm very optimistic. Understanding where the major objections are is that they really wanted to have a little bit more of CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is what my husband passed away from. They really want that a little bit more defined because currently, unless you are diagnosed, and unfortunately you're only diagnosed after death, those kind of things are happening. The players, within 3 to 5 years, there's supposed to be some research that will come out that hopefully will show that while you're alive, but right now it's only after death, and so they're wanting to tweak some of those changes.
The picture, formal picture, is being taken outside at the moment. We're walking outside. I don't know if you'll be able to pick me up as I walk outside or not. Brandi Winans, her name, a wonderful human being, even though I only say that to her in front of her face. No, I say it behind her back as well. So... It's time for the group photo. You can probably hear that the ambient sound has changed. Surrounded by a crowd on the curb. Hey, it's Paul Gonzalez. How are you?
I'm fine. It's great to see your handsome self.
Gosh, I'm going to tell my mom you said that to me. Anyway, it's time to get a picture taken here, right? And since I'm short and this is a tall bunch of people, I'm going to move where my short me can be seen. I'm going to do that. Yes. Okay. All right. Hold on. Moving up front. Hey, Joe Bordeaux, if you want to take it over, you're welcome to do it. This is Radio St. Pete. I'm John Sipes.
Thank you, John. And you are listening to live coverage of the 9th Annual Tampa Bay Radio Reunion. Coming to you live on Saturday afternoon, November the 8th, from TGI Fridays in Oldsmar, Florida. We'll return for the second half of our broadcast this afternoon in just a few moments after this station break. You're listening to RadioSt.Pete.com. RadioSt.Pete.com, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA. Again, good afternoon, everybody, from TGI Fridays in Oldsmar, Florida. It is the 9th annual Tampa Bay Radio Reunion, and we've been on the air since 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Got to be 150 people here, former and current radio personalities from the Tampa Bay area.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Joe Bordeaux, and my name is John Sipes, and it's good to have you there wherever you are on the face of this planet, maybe on Mars. How many people? Because part of the signal probably goes by way of a satellite.
Yeah.
And some of that signal bypasses the satellite and goes into deep space.
It goes somewhere, and it comes.
Aliens.
And I do know it takes about 15, 20 seconds for it to get back. So we transmit it here over our equipment. We encode it, as they call it, to the internet.
But a few light years out there.
That's right, and then it comes back.
Whichever.
Yeah, yeah. So we're here. If you're just joining us, hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be with you for 90 minutes or so if we don't totally run out of people to speak with. Obviously a group of friends who, some of whom traveled to get here from elsewhere in the country. We heard from Cleveland Wheeler earlier. We did hear from Ron Parker at WCBS in New York, who came down. How did you know Ron?
You know what he looks like?
No, he was across the room. I know what he sounds like, but Dr. Chuck interviewed him earlier. And he also had been working on Sirius XM as well. Yeah.
And Joe Bordeaux, this is his brainchild, Radio St. Pete. And let's back up a little bit with your own personal background.
Yeah.
You were born at a very young age where?
Say again. I was just putting my earplug in.
You were born at a very young age where?
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., Alexandria, Virginia, where I went to high school.
And somewhere along the way, you ended up working in college in radio and fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And ended up following a different career path, but promised yourself that someday you would come back to your first love.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to work my way through UVA in Charlottesville. And after school, I went to work for a guy I had worked with doing the UVA football games in Charlottesville and across the state of Florida, who had bought a radio station. So I was going to be a history teacher, and I made a last-second decision to become the morning man and an advertising salesperson at WTON in Stanton, which was a old-school, extremely high-quality local radio station in a small town that served the public interest, as
right.
we used to say. So we won all the news awards and the journalism awards. We had a, you know, in a little town of 25,000, we had a two-person local news department,
right?
Which doesn't happen anymore. And but I, after 4 or 5 years of that, a mysterious thing happened. I received a envelope in my mailbox with coupons in it, and it was a Valpak from here in St. Petersburg, Florida. It had local coupons for Richmond, Virginia in it. And I just was curious about how this worked. I called the number, and within a few months, I was selling Valpak coupons. And that was in 1978. In 1991, I was executive vice president of the national company, became president of Valpak in 96. Our big facility down on 275 is our printing facility for the North America. That was built during my time there, and I retired in 2010. And here we are back on radio again
and
remote.
And you reached that point where you finally you finally retired from Valpak, and you said, now is my time to get back to what I've really loved.
Yeah, I just thought that knowing St. Pete as I do, and I'd gotten involved in local, you know, community, nonprofit kind of things, and got to know some of the movers and shakers in downtown St. Petersburg, and just kind of came to the conclusion that there was a place for a Radio St. Pete that would spend its time focused on local things with local voices, as you used to say back in the day, and not be under the constraints of
large corporate commercial radio. And I'm just happy to say in 18 months we've gone from nobody listening to several hundred people listening a day. And then on all of these, like this broadcast today will be podcast. It will be tweeted out. It will be on Facebook. It will find an audience of anybody who has ever been interested in local radio in Tampa Bay will listen to this over the next year. And so in total, it's now over 28,000 listeners in 152 countries
wow.
to Radio St. Pete. With you know, and we're basically just doing it all virally,
right?
Not spending any money on promotion.
Is it premature to talk about low power FM?
Well, you should really interview Rick Crandall about that. Rick and Joy are leading the path about Music Tampa Bay, and love it if they're still here that
I'll talk
with them. They are the successful licensee for a new low power FM in St. Petersburg. I just talked to Joy. She's bought the transmitter, so I would imagine that we'll be on the air sometime after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a target date that we haven't announced, but and I am fortunate to sit on the board of directors of Music Tampa Bay Incorporated, which is a new 501c3 nonprofit. And the radio station FM will feature nothing but local musicians from the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
There has been a website, musictampabay.com, for the past 10 years
mm-hmm.
that Rick Crandall started, formerly of WLCY,
right.
back in the 60s, the pirate radio guy.
Yeah.
And so what, and Gabe Hobbs is involved on the board too as a volunteer, and the folks from the Hideaway Cafe on Central Avenue. We're all kind of melding this together to create a new internet and radio entity that's going to start out basically playing local musicians, local music. Over time, you'll hear more and more, content
right.
from St. Petersburg. So that's it's going to be a totally new thing, a new nonprofit entity.
And one of the voices you just mentioned, one of the names you just mentioned was Gabe Hobbs,
yeah.
who has been one of the powerhouses in broadcast talk all around America. Some of the
yeah,
biggest
absolutely.
Names in America.
He is a longtime Clear Channel guy and. Now is a consultant working with radio stations, as you say, throughout the country.
Yeah.
And we're happy to, very fortunate, and it's fun to have a chance
right.
to work with him.
The voice of Joe Bordeaux, who is the founder, the brainchild behind Radio St. Pete, also associated with an effort to put low-power FM on the air here on Tampa Bay also. And, okay, do it again? Oh, okay. Well, I have some more food back here. I'm going to go eat just a little tiny bit more. And also get some more iced tea and wander around the room and see who else I can get myself into trouble with here. Let's really see. No, I don't want to do that. You don't want me to sing to you. Let's see. Who have I not talked to yet?